Big Blue Door is a theater group devoted to true stories, long-form improv, and comedy writing. From 2012 to 2015, Big Blue Door produced a live monthly show called The Big Blue Door Jam, where people shared 6 to 8 minute true stories inspired by monthly themes. This story was told by Emily Bolacek in July of 2013. The night's theme was breaks.
So when I was a senior in high school, I was in a Christian group called Young Life. And it was a really fun group because all my friends were in it, and we would do fun things. Like every summer, we went to camp. And my senior year, we got a new leader in Young Life, and his name was Luke. And I had a crush on Luke. He was a freshman in college, and so that meant that it was his first year leading Young Life. And he was tall, and he was kind of goofy. And we just, like, really got along well. And I knew, like, special things about him that no one else knew. Like, he told me that when he was little, he had played baseball. And he had chipped his tooth. And so half of his front tooth was fake. And you can tell, but, you know, I knew that. So we liked each other. And since he was a freshman in college and I was a senior in high school, you know, we were only a year apart in age. But because he was my Young Life leader, we couldn't date. I remember in the spring of my senior year, we were at a soccer game together, and it was just the two of us in the bleachers. Like, all of our other friends had gone to the concession stand to get stuff, and he looked at me, and he put his hand on my right thigh, and he said, "Emily, I really wish you weren't leaving." And I was going to college, you know, it was like the end, it was like I was about to graduate, I was going to college, and that summer, Luke left for work crew, and work crew is when college students go to Young Life camp for the whole summer, and they volunteer, and they work, you know, in the dining hall, or as a lifeguard, that kind of thing. So our high school, was going to Young Life camp later that summer, and I was so excited to go to Young Life camp, not only because I would get to see Luke, and I hadn't seen him all summer, but also because everything about camp was amazing. Camp was in the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York, so it's just absolutely like picturesque, just gorgeous. There's this expansive lake, it's called Saranac Lake, and you look out on the lake, and then behind it, there's evergreen trees, and there's, like, mountains, and everything is just green, and you just love being there. And the cabins, there's, like, wooden cabins that you stay in, and there's so much fun stuff to do at camp. Like, there's kayaking and parasailing and canoeing and water skiing, and every night is a theme night, and so you get to dress up for the theme. And everyone gets, like, really into it. Everyone's favorite night is Western night. Because Western night, you don't dress up like cowboys. Like, that wasn't cool. The cool thing was to dress up as a hillbilly. So people would, like, put straw in their mouth, or they would, like, put, like, magic marker on their front tooth. And we would all, like, square dance. And so camp just rocked. And so we're really excited. So my high school, we take off for camp, and when we arrive in the bus, Luke, like, runs up to our bus to greet us, and I almost didn't recognize Luke. He had gotten really tan and was just, like, very striking. And, like, he had, like, over the course of, a month that he'd been at camp, he was, like, a man, you know? He wasn't goofy Luke anymore. And so over the course of a couple of days, I kind of, like, observed Luke when I was at camp. And he was really popular. Like, everyone knew him, and he was friends with everyone, and girls would come up and, like, flirt with him. And he gave the announcements at dinner every night, which was, like, a coveted work crew position, like, that you can only get if you're high status. And so I was nervous to hang out with Luke because I'm like, you know, he's really cool now, and I haven't seen him in so long. So one day, we're out on the lake, and we're kayaking with our big group. And so Luke and I are kayaking. We're both in separate kayaks, and we decide that we want to, like, paddle out further into the lake, the two of us. So we kayak out here, and we're pretty far into the lake, and it's fun. We're, like, talking, and we're flirting, and he's, like, flashing water at me with his paddle. And so I'm like, yeah, like, old Luke, like, this is awesome. So I look over, and Luke isn't in his kayak anymore. I'm like, you know, where'd he go? And then he flips my kayak. So I'm in the water, and I, like, surface, and Luke is, like, right in front of me, and he's, like, grinning, like, really proud of himself for pranking me. And so I decide, and then he starts swimming away really fast, like, so I decide, like, in the spirit of being flirtatious, I should, like, pretend I'm really mad at him and take my paddle and, like, throw it after him as he's swimming away. So I take my paddle and I throw it at him, and as soon as I let go of my paddle, Luke stops swimming and he turns around to look at me, and he's just, like, grinning because he's, like, wants to see my reaction. And the metal rod of the paddle hits him square in the mouth, and it broke his half-fake front tooth. And Luke catches it. He, like, catches his tooth. And he holds it up, and he shows me, and he's smiling. And I didn't really, like, register what had happened. I thought, maybe it's like dentures. Like, you can take it out. And so I'm just, like, laughing, and I swim over to him, and I just see blood, like, in his mouth. And that's when I realized I threw a paddle and hit him in the mouth and knocked his tooth out. And so I just start crying. Like, I just become hysterical. So there's Luke and I, and we're just treading water in the middle of this lake, and he's, like, holding his tooth, and his mouth is all bloody, and I'm treading water just, like, hysterically crying. Both of our kayaks are, like, sideways, and they're, like, slowly sinking into the water. We've lost our paddles. They're, like, sunk to the bottom of the ocean. And I remember Luke was trying to console me because I was, like, hysterical. And Luke is like, Emily, it's okay. But because he's missing half of his front tooth, he has a lisp. So he's like, Emily, it's okay. Like, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. And he's, like, spitting blood at me, like, while he's like, consoling me. And I'm just like, oh. So after about 10 minutes, a lifeguard driving a speedboat, like, comes and rescues us. And so we get into this boat, and we're sitting there, and we're on our way back to shore. And I'm thinking, like, once I get back to shore, I have to tell everyone at this camp that I threw a paddle at him and knocked his tooth out. And they are not going to understand why I did that. And then I'm looking at Luke, and he's just bloody and in pain. And so I just start crying again. And Luke looks at me, and he puts his hand on my leg, and he says, Emily, it's okay that you knocked my tooth out. It's actually perfect timing, because tonight is Western night. Thank you.
For more true stories, visit teej.fm. That's teej.fm. For classes in storytelling and upcoming stories shows, visit bigbluedoor.org.